post due diligence, you know, we defined a value creation plan, we agreed on the initiatives that need to be executed, and we agreed on the priority, and possibly we agree on who is going to be running and executing those initiatives. So post that phase, right, the role of the operating partner is to really facilitate, and really in many cases, you know, what we say is that the operating partner is there really working for the CEO with a set of, you know, stakeholders, including the board, the GPs, the private equity fund, but it's really working for the CEO and making sure that, you know, hey, we're executing those initiatives. And if the value creation plan was defined in a systematic way with a clear set of initiatives, a clear set of goals, and a clear set of operating metrics, it becomes easier to follow and measure it, you know, over the years, you know, that process. Obviously, you know, when you talk about private equity returns, time is always of essence. And when you talk about operating initiatives, time becomes even more critical because it takes time to execute a lot of those initiatives. So, you know, what I've seen that it works the best is really when you're talking about, you know, 12 to 18 to max 24 months initiatives, because you really have, you know, call it 2 years to deploy an initiative, you know, another 2 years to realize the value, and then, you know, another 2 years to sell the company. So the earlier in the process, I think the operating partner gets more involved than actually later in the process. If all goes well and your investment thesis, you know, is realized through the process, you know, during the divestiture phase, the role of the operating partner becomes more as, you know, more of a coach to the management team in preparing them for the sales process. So, you know, either if you're, you know, if you're planning to sell, you know, to another private equity fund, you know, it's very important that you work with that management team, you know, because we, you know, the operating partner will know what they're going to require from a due diligence perspective, and working with them, you know, to prepare for that phase. You know, it's also important that the operating partner, you know, works closely with the investment banks that will be representing the company to make sure that, you know, the future story for that business, you know, makes sense. Again, you want to, you know, you are selling the business, right, that has a perhaps growth outlook in the future, and you want to make sure that this story is always compelling and always align across the management team. And in many cases, there might be some initiatives that were started, right, during the investment in one private equity and will continue through the rest. So making sure that they understand why that initiative was started, what's the goal, and what the value that will bring, you know, to the future owner is very important.